Hello and welcome to another Thought for the Day from New Milton Evangelical Free Church. Let's pray together before we come to God's Word. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of being able to come into your presence this morning and to come to your Word and in it to see the sayings and the person of the living Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that what he has to say is extremely relevant to us in the way that we live before you and the new life that you have granted us in him. And so we pray that you will speak to us this morning. In his name we pray. Amen. So our verse from the Sermon on the Mount from Matthew chapter 5 this morning is verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Another very short, pithy statement from the mouth of the Saviour, the Son of God, who came into our world to save sinners, to bring them from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, to join them in fellowship not only with one another, but with the living God, who says it is possible for us to see God. Back in 1961, when Yuri Gagarin was the first human being to go up into space, a Russian, he on his return was recorded as saying, "I didn't see God." So he went outside the Earth's atmosphere up into the realms of space, looked around, and he just said, "I didn't see God." And of course, from an atheist perspective, that was quite an amusing thing to say, because the idea was that if Christians and believers in God could not see him in this world, he would be somewhere else. And Mr. Gagarin says he's not up there. Dr. W.A. Caswell was reputed to have responded to that by saying, "Let him step out of his spacesuit for just 1 second and he will see God quick enough." Well, quite an amusing response. Seeing God, then, is what we're about this morning. How do you come to see God? Well, the Jews, specifically the Pharisees, the Jewish leaders of their time, were all concerned about purity. And they said that you have to be pure in order for you to be in the presence of and to experience the awareness of God in your life. So much so that all of the ceremonial cleansing that Moses advocated in the Old Testament was something that they took to the nth degree. So much water, much washing. And you'll know, if you know your Bible, that they criticized Jesus and his disciples very much, very often, for not doing what they felt they should do. "Why do your disciples eat with unwashed hands?" they said. And they criticized and scathingly condemned the disciples. Jesus, on the other hand, says, it's time for you to realize that it's not what happens to the outside of you that causes purity. It's what comes from the inside. He was talking in the context of people eating foods that were deemed unclean in the Mosaic law. And he said, actually, this is just a picture of what you should be concerned about, the affairs of the heart. So what does it mean to see God? Well, when we say, and this is speaking of the days before lockdown, when we didn't have things like online consultations and phone conversations with doctors, when you ask, "Can I see a doctor?" usually what you meant with your question, "Can I see a doctor?" was not, "Can I have a picture of him to put on my wall or some kind of visual representation of him?" You wanted to be admitted to his presence. You wanted to have a conversation with him. You wanted him to be able to get to know what was wrong with you, so that he examined you in order to prescribe your condition. Can I see God doesn't just mean, can I have a picture of him? It means, can I know him? Can I get to come into his presence? Can I to establish a relationship with him. And you'll know that Jesus, when he was challenged by Philip just before the cross, and Philip said, "Show us the Father and we will be satisfied." And Jesus' response was, "Have you been with me all this time, Philip, and you do not realize he who has seen me has seen the Father?" You see, what God gives you as a believer in Christ is a light on his word. In the advancing years of old age, my eyes are not what they once were. And now, in order to read specifically and particularly print that is rather small, I have to have a good reading light behind me in order for my eyes to pick out the words. Well, what God has done in you as a believer in Christ is to give you his own reading light for his word. The Holy Spirit is the one who enlightens your knowledge of his word so that you see Jesus in it. You see, that is the point. We need to be able to see Jesus in God's word. So who is this person who can see God, who can experience and know him as he truly is, and can come to Jesus and know that it is through the Son of God that God is revealed? It is the person who is pure in heart. So here's your challenge for the day. How pure is your heart? Pure, what does that mean? It means that every motive, every internal incentive that you have is going in the right direction. It means there is no stain on your heart caused by things that you know, if not that have been wrong, have been slightly off, maybe a bit shady. No one drop of the poison of sin. So how pure is your heart? And you have to be, like me, aware of the fact that none of us are pure in heart. So where do you get a pure heart from that's going to enable you to see God? Well, there is only one source, isn't there? The purity of the life that Jesus lived, the sinless life that he lived on our earth, means that he can stand before God uncondemned. He it is who approaches the throne of grace with every boldness, every conviction, certainty, because of the life that he lived. And what he does in the cross, where he died for our sins, is to take our sins upon himself and give us his purity. Now, isn't that remarkable? Isn't that a glorious thought to send you into your day today? My sins are many. We were thinking about mercy yesterday. His mercy is more, sorry, Friday. So what God has done is he's given you a pure heart. He's recreated your heart within you. And it is a heart that one day will see God, will see Jesus face to face, and even now can see him in his word and enjoy his presence in your life. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you that you take out the black, wicked, dark heart that we once had, once we believe in the risen Son, and you give us a new heart, created after his image, desiring the things of God, unblemished and unstained by sin. And standing in that purity, we can look on you and know that we have fellowship with you and with one another in the power and the purity of Jesus himself given to us by his Spirit. Be with us this day. Help us to walk and work out that purity in our lives. Amen.